This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 640, 3 steps to overcome your IELTS reading panic.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn a 3-step system for overcoming panic and anxiety on your IELTS reading exam. Motivate yourself and improve your reading. Hey, Lindsay, what's going on?
Hey, Jessica, it's going well. I've been practicing my French lately, actually, for a trip to Paris coming up in a couple of weeks here. So actually, it's miserable. It's very hard. I mean, I'm not doing so great, but I'm doing my best as all we can do, right? Do our best.
Okay, this is inspiring. I think, Lindsay, I think you and I, we do like to challenge ourselves and try to sort of make ourselves uncomfortable sometimes because we realize how important that is. Mm-hmm. And so, students, we want you to know that we are doing it too. Like, Lindsay, so what are you feeling when you're trying to get your French back now?
Oh my gosh. It's so humbling. Because I'm just grabbing for words. Like I've gone back to the beginner level. I used to be good enough to take my classes in French. I was never amazing in French. I never felt like it quite was my language, you know?
Yeah.
But I was able to take classes in French and I passed and I was fine. I lived in the city of Paris, but that was, 2002 and now it's 2018 and 16 years later, I am like a beginner. Like I'm here on Skype with these teachers and struggling for the words. Struggling.
Oh, wow.
And Spanish is coming out but I just have to have a sense of humor and I have to take a lot of notes and try to enjoy.
Yeah.
Try to find a connection with my teachers. Like today on Skype with my French teacher, I realized that we were both in Nicaragua at the same time last year and we did the same activity, the volcano boarding. And we found that connection and that was pretty cool.
I love it.
So connection. That's what it comes down to.
So great.
Yeah.
That's so great. I think, guys, there are so many parallels. And we know that Lindsay is studying for travel, right? Not taking the test. Mm-hmm. But guys, they're just learning a language.
Yes.
Right? Becoming better at what you're studying. There are parallels here for you guys with IELTS. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've spoken to a lot of students who maybe took the test like 3 years ago, 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and they didn't use the scores for some reason. And now they're returning to it.
Yeah.
And it is rough. Like, it's tough, you guys. So just know you're not alone.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
It is difficult for everyone, right?
Yes.
And so the most important thing is to find a connection to what you're studying. And I think the best way is to have motivating teachers like us.
I agree. I mean, there's always strategies that we can rely on, and that's what we're going to go into on that same theme, but on reading on IELTS, right?
Yes.
Today, Jessica? Awesome.
Exactly. So there has been a theme to some posts and some emails that I've received from students lately. And I just thought, it seems a lot of people are experiencing this reading panic right now. So let's tackle it.
Okay.
So just one instance of someone that wrote about this. Let me see. So she says, hello. Let me see. I still make mistakes in reading practice. Should I move on to the writing practice or should I stick with reading? I read a lot of books and newspapers, but it's more about strategy and clearly understanding the tasks. So And then that sentiment was echoed by another student this morning that was like, I can't get my score above a 6 or a 6.5. What am I doing wrong? So there's a lot of reading panic lately, Lindsay.
There is a lot of reading panic, but there's actually also a lot of good reading results that we've seen a clear through line, a trend with our students in 3Keys IELTS who tend to get nines. We've had a lot of students who have gotten nines on reading. We've seen that as like a trend, right, among the scores. And so clearly there is a way to do it. But today we're going to show you guys how to reduce the panic around test taking in general when it comes to reading, right? A little bit less about the strategies today. Yeah.
It's because it's this is these questions aren't about the strategies, you know? I mean, right. I think we talked about this in relation to writing a couple months ago, how you know, you can have all the strategies. You can do it, you can do practice exercises, mm-hmm. but then if the anxiety gets in the way when you're doing the test practice or on exam day,
right.
It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter all the preparation you've done if the anxiety gets in the way. So that's why Three Keys were the only online IELTS course with an anti-anxiety module, because we know that that is huge. So that's the angle we're taking today, you guys. Hopefully you do have the reading strategies, like the Three Keys ones that helped our recent student, Olivia. You'll meet her on the show soon. She got a 9 in reading, overall 8. And so how do we get there? How do we go from learning the strategies to performing them on the exam? So yeah, so that's what we're talking about today.
Yeah, so we can start with getting used to just taking reading quizzes in general, right, Jessica? And we've been looking around online. We found a couple of ideas. Again, this is not IELTS reading quizzes, right, Jessica? It is just reading quizzes.
Right. So guys, this is specifically if you are doing IELTS reading practice and it's not going the way you want it to, like you feel like it should be because, you know, like the student that posted, she reads newspapers, but that's not helping. Guys, that extra reading, it's not for the reading test. That's for vocab. That's for speaking and writing ideas. Mm-hmm. Reading is all about the strategies. So if you're trying to apply them and it's just not working, you're not getting the scores you need, then these are the three steps you need to take. So like Lindsay said, take a step back from IELTS. That is a negative thing in your mind right now, right? Give it a rest. We need to approach it from a different angle. So we can still practice the reading strategies and skills with other resources. So I think the best one is to go to One Stop English. And this is on the Three Keys study plan as well. Mm. Go to One Stop English and they publish a reading lesson once a month from The Guardian. And it's fantastic. Three different levels. Start with the beginning one, the easy one, so you feel confident. And then you could try, right, the hardest one. But great vocab in there too. Questions like IELTS. So that's awesome. What's another reading resource for quizzes that they can use? Hello, lovely listeners. I hope you're having a wonderful day. If you want to become a Three Keys System student, you can join today and get immediate access, plus a special bonus just for podcast listeners. Write this down, you guys. allearsenglish.com/basic, or for personal coach with me, allearsenglish.com/coach.
Well, we came across a website that I know about this website. I've seen this around. It's been around for quite a while. It's called EnglishClub.com. And you can go to EnglishClub.com/reading. And it does have, I believe it has some practice quizzes on here that you can do, guys. So very good to do. Yeah. I mean, this is all about getting in the habit of taking a test, right? A test, the testing mentality, you know, toughening up.
Exactly. And what I really like about the English Club ones is like the topics, like there's sports, there's environment, there's health. I mean, these are IELTS topics, right? Mm-hmm. But then there's also short stories, which you don't see on IELTS. So the point isn't like practicing IELTS, right? We've talked about how that can be harmful if you do it at the wrong time. And this is a good example of that. So take a step back and develop that positive association with doing a reading comprehension activity, right? Do something fun on a short story. It's awesome.
Yeah, I love this. This is also cool because on English Club, they do categorize the reading passages or quizzes based on level. So that's kind of cool. They have intermediate, pre-intermediate, upper intermediate, advanced. So you guys can kind of steer yourself towards whatever you think your level is. Very cool. I'm impressed with this site, actually.
I know, me too. I know. The more we talk about it, the better it gets. This is an awesome resource. Okay, so that's the first step, guys. Use one of those two or both of those resources to develop a more positive association with reading and answering questions. That's all the point of that is, but it is necessary. Yeah. And then the next step would be to discover your own personal technique for dealing with anxiety. So in the course, we have a lot of suggestions for this. Every student sort of resonates with something differently, right? Mm-hmm. But there's a lot for you to discover about what works for you. But what's one possible anti-anxiety technique, Lindsay, that you think would work if we're in the exam, we're staring at this reading passage and we're panicking because we don't understand what we see. The words start swimming before our eyes. Like, what should we do?
Yeah. I mean, so a good reliable technique is to breathe, is to take a minute and do a small meditation and focus yes. on the feeling of the breath. Some people like to focus on it in their nostrils, the air coming through. Some people like to focus on it in the chest or the stomach, right? Just kind of getting into your body. And obviously this starts with knowing the exam well. And it's kind of mm-hmm. like, you know, which parts of the reading test are going to cause anxiety. Therefore, when you yes. feel it coming up, that's a big part of the anti-anxiety plan, guys. We show you exactly where you're likely to get nervous because students exactly. do, right? So, but this is the second part of it. When that anxiety does come up, you respond by taking a minute, not even a minute, taking literally 10 to 15 seconds and breathing yeah. and even kind of to sink into your bodily awareness, putting the feet on the ground and feeling it completely. And then you come back to it. You come back to the test. So we're not losing much time, but we are regathering our mind.
That's the thing. It doesn't take much time. I think so. My friend Megan, massage therapist, she studies like all of this stuff, right? Holistic yeah. medicine. And she told me once that she read a study. I don't know what study, but she read a study. And it said five deep breaths. Mm-hmm. That's what it takes to engage or to like activate your, what is it? I'm going to sound like a fool now because I don't know all the terms, but the like autonomous. Yeah. I'll figure it out and put it in the blog.
Yeah.
The autonomous nervous system,
yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. Like five breaths, that's what it takes to engage that, get your body back together so you can refocus, right? Mm. So it really is like a short amount of time. But I think just what the most important thing is here, like don't wait to do this on test day. You need to practice this while you're doing these reading quizzes, while you're doing IELTS practice before test day. Yeah. So hopefully mm-hmm. it won't happen at all. But if it does, you're practiced, you know what to do.
Yeah. And then there's a final step, right? Since after we've done step one, which is the reading quizzes outside of IELTS, and we've gone through, we've chosen our own strategy around kind of centering ourselves, then what is that third step that we can't miss?
Right. So yeah, you can't miss this, guys. You have to bring it back to the IELTS exam at some point. Yeah. So yeah, I think, you know, 2 weeks before your exam, then you should refocus on the IELTS reading practice, but don't practice in the comfort of your own home. Don't make it easy on yourself because the issue is the anxiety. Right? Yeah. So to anticipate that, we need to put ourselves in an environment that is challenging, mm-hmm. not on your bed or on your couch or whatever. So go to a noisy cafe, sit outside where there's a lot of activity around you, you yeah. know, like a city park or whatever. But try out, you know, 3 or 4 different environments that are challenging in yep. any way yep. and do the IELTS reading practice there. And that's where you use these techniques. That's where you, you know, find out if they work and really practice overcoming the worst of the anxiety. And then by the time you go to the exam, you sit down in this quiet room, like you feel like, yeah. oh, this is relaxing. I got this.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. We hear from students sometimes that they talk about test day and they're surprised that something wasn't perfect inside the listening test, right? But guys, don't be surprised. Right. Don't be that person that is surprised that the audio wasn't perfect because it won't be perfect, right? Or that there was some kind of distraction, right? Don't be shocked by that. You should expect that and prepare for that. Yeah,
totally. I mean, yes, it's simple. Like ideally, it's going to be a bunch of quiet students doing their thing. Mm-hmm. But there's some nervous people, right? Maybe they're like doing an annoying thing with their pencil and tapping it on the desk yeah. or like you never know. Uh-huh. So like Lindsay said, prepare for the worst, expect the best. Isn't that a saying?
Yeah. Prepare for the worst. Yeah. Yeah. Hope for the best. Prepare for the worst. Exactly. I love that saying.
Something like that. If not, then we're going to coin that phrase today. yeah. So guys, I mean, you know, ideally you will be going through your IELTS preparation in a system where you are learning the strategies you can trust that, you know, get other people nines like our 3 key students. And if for some reason you do have negative associations with reading, then you could come to someone on our team in the Facebook group and we could get back to you right away. Because there's nothing worse than like being nervous, not knowing what the problem is, and then having nobody to ask about a solution. Yeah. So ideally, you're one of the three key students and you could do that. Come to us.
Exactly.
So if you do want to get involved, guys, learn our strategies that get nines on reading, go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. You got to use those links because then you get a bonus.
Yeah, that bonus, how to wake up the examiner. I love it. Includes a video and a PDF guide, guys, so that you won't see the examiner falling asleep during your test. You'll make sure.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, make sure you get your 7, 8, or 9. We'll show you exactly how to do it in that bonus, but you only get that bonus by going to those links. Love it.
Okay. Exactly.
All awesome. Right, Jessica, this has been good. I'm glad we had a chance to address this topic. Such a good one.
Yes. It's a hot topic now.
Hot
topic. We got it. All right, Lindsay.
All right.
Enjoy the rest of your week.
You too. Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.